97. Threats to our environment.
Word storm. Air quality. Emission. Extinction. Flood. Long term. Ocean. Ozone layer. Pollution. Protect. Radiation. Recycle. Toxic waste. Greenhouse. Exhaust fumes. Global warming. Indigenous people. Unleaded petrol. Environmentalist. Deforestation. Greenpeace. Uninhabitable.
Dialogue 1.
What did you do over the weekend?
I went to a global warming rally in London. It was fantastic to be around so many people who care about the environment.
Do you think there's anything we can do to reverse the damage that's been done already?
It might not be possible to fix the problems we've created for ourselves, but there are lots of things we can all do to prevent more damage from happening.
Like what?
Well, we can use public transport instead of taking our cars for a start.
What else can we do to protect the environment?
If you do have to drive, you should make sure that your car runs on unleaded petrol. Also, your home should use sources of renewable energy.
How about recycling? Does that actually help?
Yes. You should take your glass, paper, plastic, cardboard, and tin cans to a recycling center.
What do you think is the biggest worry for our future?
I think that the issue of greatest concern is having enough sources of clean water for everyone.
I had no idea you were such an environmentalist before.
To be honest, in order for the Earth to continue to be a habitable place, we're all going to have to become more interested in the environment. Dialogue 2. The air quality in this city is horrendous. The pollution levels were so high today that we weren't supposed to go outside with a face mask again.
Exhaust fume from vehicles cause a great deal of damage to the environment.
On top of that, there are a few large chemical factories in the suburbs, which are contributing to the high pollution levels in the water and in the air in this city.
As much as I love this city, I think I'm going to have to find a greener city to live in. Living in a polluted city like this just can't be good for my health.
I know what you mean. However, there's so few places left that have not been affected by global warming. If it's not the pollution, then it's the natural disasters, deforestation, or the greenhouse effect.
What is the greenhouse effect exactly?
It's the gradual rise in the Earth's temperature.
I see. So it's similar to global warming?
They're related to one another, yes.
I heard that some people in England are pleased with the fact that the climate there is becoming warmer, because it's making their towns a more pleasant place to live.
People joke about the benefits of the increase in temperature, but it's not all good news. They've been experiencing a lot of deadly storms there as well.
People always seem to make jokes as a way to deal with unfortunate situations.
I think if everyone pitches in, the world will be a better place. Thank you.